Things this morning out there certainly a lot quieter than what they were yesterday with all the snow flying around and the slow morning commute for a lot of us. This morning, again, things much, much better. Although, we'll say that because of the nature of the storm yesterday and the snow and a little bit of a mix of some sleet and freezing rain and just plain old rain in spots, the snow had a bit of a higher water content, especially from the Capital District and points to the east. So it was tough to really scour out all the snow off of all the sidewalks and the roadways and driveways and things like that. So with temperatures right now in the teens and 20s, things are still a little bit slick out there. Just keep that in mind for your morning commute. Things will be a little slower than usual, and even just watch your step as you're walking around a bit because, you know, we really, it seems like, have not had to deal with this for about 2 years with having to deal with snow and cold and ice and things like that. But it is a reality out there this morning. But also, as I said, things are much quieter, and things will be actually improving as we head through the day today. Starting off this morning with lots of clouds around, although there are some clear skies as you head up toward Lake George and up into the Champlain Valley. Elsewhere, though, clouds ruling the roost at the moment. Also, again, with a breeze out of the north and northwest, that is making for a little bit of an extra chill to the air with wind chills down into the single digits and into the teens. But some improvements as we head through the day today. We'll get into those improvements and talk about another storm that is headed our way for us tomorrow. But I want to just brush up on a couple of snow totals that we had yesterday, in case you were wondering. Some pretty impressive totals. By and large, the bulk of the snow, the heaviest snow, and some of the highest reports were to the west of the Hudson River Valley throughout to Schoharie County into the Catskills and up into the Adirondacks, where we had some pretty decent snow totals there. About 16 inches of snow up in Wells and Hamilton County, as well as down in Middleburg. Anywhere from 12 to 14 inches into the greater Catskills. And then as we roll on into areas to the east of the Hudson, things were a little bit less in terms of snow totals there, ranging anywhere generally from about 5 to 10 inches. Officially at Albany, at the Albany International Airport, 7.8 inches of snow were measured. We did have one bullseye that was really something else in Woodford in southern Vermont. They do have the advantage of a little bit of elevation there, but 27 inches of snow in Woodford, that is really something else. But elsewhere, again, generally speaking, we had the higher snow totals to the west of the Hudson River Valley, and now things are all done. Again, for now, as we head through the rest of the day today, again, some improvements. Clouds will be breaking up a bit. We'll get into a little more in the way of sunshine and less wind. High temperatures will make their way up into the upper 20s and lower 30s. Rolling into the night tonight, clouds will be thickening right back up again. A storm that is right now along the western Gulf Coast of right into southern Texas, in fact, is going to continue to gather some strength. It will really develop into a nasty storm off of the eastern seaboard, but the storm is just not going to really phase very well in terms of having any real big sensible weather effects for the East Coast, which will be good, especially in the wake of this storm that we just got through. But that will have consequences on our weather as we head into the second half of the weekend. But for the day tomorrow, again, starting off with the clouds that'll be thickening up tonight. Cloudy skies for the first half of the day tomorrow. Light snow will be moving in from the south as we head through the early afternoon, and it will persist into the early evening as well. With those clouds and that light snow, we'll be talking about, generally speaking, 1 to 4 inches of snow across the WAMC listening area, with the lesser amounts to the north and the higher amounts to the south as you do get a little closer to the storm itself. Now, the storm, as I said, will be rather stout after all is said and done, but it will largely be a fish storm, as we call it. The nastiest effects of the storm will be out over the Atlantic. And what we will have to deal with, again, with that, is just some light snow with some minor accumulation. Still, we'll need a broom and a shovel to kind of clean things off, but nonetheless, that is what we'll have to deal with as we head through the day here on your Saturday. Now, as the storm pulls away on Sunday, it will be strong enough to drive in some pretty chilly air for the second half of the weekend, a fairly healthy breeze on your Sunday, with temperatures topping out only in the teens to low 20s across the area. Getting into New Year's Day itself, really not a bad day. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun through the afternoon. Clouds kind of thickening up later in the day, but New Year's Eve looks pretty nice, pretty quiet, chilly. Temperatures down into the teens for your New Year's Eve. And a little light snow on New Year's Day with temperatures back to the mid-20s. And then another shot of some colder air comes in for the middle of next week. The first few days of 2013 will be met with highs only in the teens and low 20s. So that's it for now. Enjoy the little light snow that we'll get here tomorrow and then the colder air that comes in for the second half of the weekend. I'll update your forecast again in the midday report. In the meantime, have a great morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.